Welcome to Geographical Imaginations, radio expeditions into the geographies of everything and nothing. I'm your host, Kevin S. Fox, coming to you from Studio B at Radio Fabrique in Salzburg, Austria. Tonight's episode 26, we call it Blue for Points, a bit of a tip of the hat to Trivial Pursuit in its different category questions. In the original version, the blue color would have represented the geography category. And tonight, we're not playing Trivial Pursuit, but we will attempt to do a pub quiz style program over the radio. And over the podcast, if you're listening from the archives. So I have to say, my own geographical imagination has definitely been shaped by a wide range of atlases and books of sort of encyclopedic knowledge. And while I think my colleagues at graduate school might be quick to point out that this kind of geographical imagination is a bit limited and it's more geographical information, perhaps, and it has its problems. But then again, I also want to ask how many of us actually know what we know about the world through these Jeopardy or Trivial Pursuit style questions. And of course, that raises the bigger question of how or what kinds of knowledge that we have about the world. Is it informational? Or is it maybe something that we're trying to promote on the show, which is making wider connections between different systems and processes, different structures, and not only structures around the world, but structures of our own thinking and our own ways of knowing. So each season up until now, we've kind of developed at least one of the shows, one of the 12 shows, that brings this kind of knowledge to the table. We want to, I think on one hand, actually, increase geographic literacy, but on the other hand, also question a little bit where this kind of knowledge takes us. And so having said that, I still will have plenty of fun doing the questions tonight. In terms of the pub style quiz, what we'll have three main rounds of 10 questions each, and a point will be given for each of those correct. And then we finish with a final round with 5 questions, each worth 2 points. So I guess the best score you can get here is 40 as a team or as an individual. So the way the pub quiz works is there's a moderator who will read off a series of 10 questions, giving a little bit of time in between. Here we'll give you about 10 seconds. So if you're listening at home via the podcast, you can pause if you need more time, but 10 seconds between the questions. And then you have a show ID break with a bit of the song from Mike Allen there that you just heard, and a chance to finish up those questions. So you'll be writing them down on a piece of paper and numbering that 1 through 10. You may have your own moderator there in the home to check answers and then to keep the score. In the pub, many times people will sit 4 or 5 to a table, converse amongst themselves to get the best answer, and then mark that down. You hand the sheet in at the end and then go through the answers. The way I'll do the answers is after that show ID, go through the answers 1 through 10 so that you can hear them and check your scores, and then immediately go into the next round. The idea of this is, you know, we're doing this here in December. A lot of people get together with family and friends this time of the year for a number of different reasons, whether it's New Year's, whether it's religious holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah. And so we thought that this might be an interesting way to kind of sit down together and play some trivia. So without anything else, we're going to go into round one. Round one, question one. Land which was once part of this natural feature is served by the Emisor Central tunnel of the deep drainage system. An attempt to reconstruct part of this natural feature is named after Nabor Carrillo. A levee was built in 1453 to separate fresh and brackish water in this largest of five interconnected endorheic lakes. It was home to the endangered axolotl, and its chinampa farms eventually grew into an island which served as the capital for a Mesoamerican empire. For the point, what historic lake in the Valley of Mexico was home to the Aztec city of Tenochtitlan? Question two. This city is home to a presidential residence called the House with Cameras, named for the various animals depicted on its facade. A Polish coronation tradition derived from an incident in which Boleslav the Brave chipped his sword on this city's golden gate. In 2014, this city elected former boxer Vitali Klitschko as its mayor. German soldiers massacred over 33,000 Jews in a ravine near this city called Babi Yar. The Euromaidan protests took place in, for the point, what capital of Ukraine? Number three. According to legend, American cliff swallows began to nest in one of these places from spring to fall after an angry innkeeper destroyed their mud nests. The Danish-themed town of Solvang developed around one of these places. These places were designed to be a day's walk apart, and many of them fed and educated Chumash populations. For the point, name these places which were connected by El Camino Real, and established by Father Junipero Serra in California for the purpose of Christianizing Native Americans. Number four. Every high school on this island participates in the television quiz show known as Getu Betur. In 1627, Arab pirates abducted women from the Westman Islands, which lie to this island's south. Tourists often visit the Blue Lagoon Spa on this island and take the Golden Circle tour to sites such as the waterfall Golfos. This island was chosen by Jules Verne to be the start of the journey to the center of the earth in one of its volcanoes. For the point, name this island powered almost entirely by geothermal energy, whose Bay of Smokes lends its name to the city of Reykjavik. Bruno Schmitz designed an obelisk in this city called the Soldiers and Sailors Monument. Native American and Western art are featured in its Eideljorg Museum, found downtown in White River State Park. Its suburb of Beech Grove is one of the few excluded cities which was not part of a 1970 consolidation with Marion County, known as Unigov. A venue in another of its excluded cities, Speedway, is nicknamed the Brickyard. For the point, what Midwestern U.S. state capital lends its name to the largest auto racing track in the world? Number six, a Guinness record-breaking component of this event has a name meaning rooster of early hours. During this event, people flock to the Repúblicas, filled with college students in the town of Oro Preto. A variety of musical styles, collectively known as frevo, are showcased during this event, which formed the setting of the 1959 film Black Orpheus. Stadiums known as Sambódromo host the parades during this event in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo. For the point, name this popular festival marking the beginning of Lent in Brazil. Number seven. The boundary between these two modern-day countries once followed a line set at the McMahon Line in a 1914 treaty, but is now officially set at the line of actual control. A war between these two countries was caused by one country's leader starting the forward policy, which led to fighting in the Aksai Chin. The Nathu La mountain pass in Sikkim is one of the three open border posts between these two countries and gives one country's citizens access to Tibet. For the point, which two Asian countries are separated by the Himalayas and are the most populous in the world? Number eight. A largely underground steppe pyramid called the Jaguar Temple remains intact in this country's large pre-Columbian city of Lamay. This country's most popular tourist destination is the island Ambergris Cay, which sits adjacent to the second longest barrier reef system in the world. Off its coast, an atoll called Lighthouse Reef surrounds a perfectly circular sinkhole called the Great Blue Hole. For the point, name this small English-speaking country in Central America, which lacks a Pacific coast. Number nine. In 2011, a mysterious pattern of overlapping lines confined to an exactly rectangular area in this region was found through Google Earth. This region is home to a largely untapped vein of coal named Tavan Tolgoi. In the 1920s, Roy Chapman Andrews found fossilized dinosaur eggs in this region. A green wall consisting of artificial forests attempts to halt this desert's rapid expansion. Along with the nearby Taklimakan, this desert provides a habitat for Bactrian camels. For the point, name this large desert primarily located in Mongolia. This mountain range, this is number 10, this mountain range contains Erwin Baumann's stone eagle of Simplon. Barry der Menschenretter found children lost in these mountains near hospices built by a Mentonian saint. Galeazzo Ciano organized a March 1940 meeting in mountain range at which the Pact of Steel was renewed by the Axis powers. This range, in which fondue was developed, gives its name to the species epithet of the high-altitude Edelweiss flower. For the point, identify this mountain range, which was crossed by St. Bernard Pass by Napoleon. You are listening to Geographical Imaginations, where each month we venture into the geographies of everything and nothing. For more information about the show, check out the website at www.geographicalimaginations.org. Now let's get back to our episode. Okay, we're back, and I hope round one worked out nicely and that you have answers for each. I'll go through the 1 through 10 of round 1 here, the answers for you to check. Again, if you're listening at home or listening as a podcast, you can certainly pause here as you're going through. So round 1, number 1, Lake Texcoco, T-E-X-C-O-C-O. Number 2, Kiev, Ukraine, the capital of Ukraine. Number 3, the Spanish missions in California. Number 4, Iceland. Number 5, Indianapolis, the racetrack, but the city, Indianapolis, Indiana. Number 6, Carnival of Brazil. Number 7, the Republic of India and the People's Republic of China, or just India and China. Number 8, Belize. Number 9, the Gobi Desert. And number 10, our hat off to the region here, the Alps. And now we'll just go immediately into round 2. So get yourselves another piece of paper, and we will start with those questions. So round 2, question 1. Ernest Cormier designed a green-domed Art Deco tower for this city's namesake university. This city's St. Joseph's Oratory sits on top of Westmount Summit. This city's RESO, or R-E-S-O, system is an extremely large underground city full of malls and shops. Moshe Safdie's brutalist Habitat 67 modular apartment complex from the 1967 World Expo can be found in this city, as well as the 1976 Olympic Stadium. For the point, name this city formerly home to the only Major League Baseball team whose games were broadcast in French. Number 2. This city is overlooked by a red airplane suspended on a crane within an amusement park in the nearby Collserola Range. The outskirts of this city also feature a church topped by a statue of Jesus named for the Sacred Heart, a multicolored mosaic salamander nicknamed the Dragon is at the front of this city's Parc Güell near a serpentine bench. The city's as-yet-unfinished Sagrada Familia Church was designed by Antonio Gaudí. For the point, identify this Mediterranean city, the largest in Catalonia. Number 3. The Academician Ridge separates this lake's north and central basins. This body of water is home to the only seal which lives exclusively in fresh water, the Nerpa. Some Buryat tribes are indigenous to Olkun Island, the largest island on this body of water. The first explorer to reach this body of water was supposedly Kurbat Ivanov. A railway named for this body of water connects its banks to the town of Irkutsk along the Angara River, its only outflow. For the point, name this Russian lake the deepest in the world. Number 4, the Ottoman-era Ayyad
fortress formerly stood in this city. An edifice found in this city is cleaned twice yearly using brooms dipped in rosewater. The world's largest clock face is found on a hotel in this city, which also contains Umm al-Qura University. One artifact in this city is found in the Masjid al-Haram and is circled seven times in the ritual of Tawaf. For the point, name this pilgrimage site that contains the Kaaba, the holiest city in Islam. Number 5. Visitors to this archipelago can overlook banana plantations from its highest point, the dormant volcano Mount Teide. Geysers are found on this archipelago's island of Lanzarote. A BBC documentary controversially claimed that Cumbre Vieja, a volcano on this archipelago, could cause a mega tsunami to hit the east coast of the United States. Productive islands in this archipelago, whose name comes from the Latin for of the dogs, include Gomera, La Palma, and Tenerife. For the point, name these islands off the coast of Morocco, which are controlled by Spain. Number 6. A museum devoted to this man's work is found in Sint Niklas. This man served as court cosmographer to William of Jülich-Klevsburg, and his son Rumold continued some of his work. This man encouraged Abraham Ortelius to compile the Theatrum Orbis Terrarum, the first modern atlas. One construct named for this man represents loxodromes as straight lines in whose linear scale becomes infinite at the poles. For the point, name this Flemish cartographer and namesake of a map projection. Number 7. A grove on the Osun River is held sacred by this ethnic group, which has the highest rate of twin births of any in the world. The city of Ibadan was founded by this ethnicity, which was ruled by chieftains called Oba in the Oyo Empire. These people who live in the southwest of a country whose north is inhabited by the Muslim Hausa and Fulani were the first to worship Orisha spirits. For the point, what ethnic group of Wole, Soyinka, largely opposed the Igbo in the Nigerian Civil War. Number 8. This region, which is located directly east of the geologically related Voege Mountains, is home to a type of earthworm that can grow up to 5 feet long. Contrary to Orson Welles' speech in The Third Man, this region, not Switzerland, traditionally manufactured cuckoo clocks, and it's famous for a namesake cherry cake. Roman emperors such as Caracalla took advantage of springs in this region's town of Baden-Baden. This region contains the source of the Danube River. For the point, name this wooded region, in southwest Germany. Number 9. Poisonous organisms on this continent can be taken to the Butantan Institute for Biological Study. While this continent was isolated during the Cenozoic, it was the main home of 10-foot-tall wingless avians called terror birds. The smallest known members of the deer family sometimes called mouse deer or pudu, are found on this continent, whose other ungulates include a light brown humpless camelid called the guanaco. For the point, name this home continent of the anaconda, the capybara, where speakers of Quechua once transported goods on the backs of llamas. And lastly, number 10, this people created extensive mural paintings at Bonampak. This civilization's architectural achievements were often arranged in specific layouts known as E-groups. An innovative design by this civilization was the Triadic Pyramid. The Plaza of the Seven Temples was built by this civilization, which also constructed the nearby Lost World in Tikal. This civilization built a temple to the god Kukulkan on top of a pyramid known as El Castillo. For the point, name the Mesoamerican civilization which constructed sites such as Chichen Itza. You're listening to Geographical Imaginations. Geographical Imaginations is a growing multimedia public geography initiative designed to bring academic and everyday geographical thinking together. We believe everybody is a geographer and a co-maker of spaces. As an inquiry-based project, we ask questions and explore themes through dialogues with different texts and voices. Inevitably, our explorations return to simple yet complex questions, like how does blank inform the way I picture the world in my head? And how does that picture in turn limit or expand my place in the world? The main focus of the project is this hour-long radio essay program or radio essay expedition that's broadcast monthly from Radio Fabrique in Salzburg, Austria. In each episode, we make brief expeditions into the geographies of everything and nothing. We reflect upon our relationships with the worlds we inhabit and co-create. While many of the episodes deal with local and regional topics, themes are somewhat universal, and our investigations could inform the geographical imaginations of those living anywhere in the world. Let's get back to our episode. Okay, so we're back to give the answers to round two. Follow along and make your marks. And then we'll get into the questions for round three. So here are the answers to round two. Number one, we had Montreal, Quebec in Canada. Number two, Barcelona in Catalonia in Spain. Number three, Lake Baikal, Baikal. Number four, Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Number five, we have the Canary Islands in Spain. Number six, we have Gerardus Mercator, or just Mercator, Mercator. Number seven, we have the Yoruba people, Yoruba. Number eight, Black Forest, Schwarzwald in German. Number nine, we have South America. And then lastly, continuing there with the theme of the Americas, we have the Mayans or Maya from Mesoamerica or today's Central America. So go ahead, look at how many you got correct and compare to your opponents there. I will start here in a second, round three. Again, if you're listening here as a podcast, just pause if you need more time. And then we'll, here we go with round three. Number one, this country contains the Upper Seletar Reservoir near the world's first nocturnal zoo, known as the Night Safari. Mount Faber in this country is a tourist attraction connected by cable car to this country's resort island of Sentosa. This country underwent a period of mourning in 2015, which was reported on by the Straits Times. Michael Fay, an American student accused of vandalism, was famously caned here in the 1990s. For the point, name this city-state on the Malay Peninsula, the largest port in Southeast Asia. Number two, this building was purchased and restored by the Navy officer Uriah Levy. This building's owner liked to brag that its grocery bill was paid by an on-site nail factory. This building was designed in a similar style to the nearby Poplar Forest. Its interior includes a great clock powered by spherical weights. This building was modeled on the work of Andrea Palladio and contained an early dumb waiter. For the point, name this workplace of Sally Hemings, a personal estate and slave plantation in Charlottesville, Virginia, designed and lived in by Thomas Jefferson. Number three. Statues of horse tamers and the Pallas Athena fountain are found outside this city's Greek Revival Parliament House. Many public buildings in this city, such as the Votive Church and the Neo-Gothic Town Hall, were built after this city's walls were destroyed to form a road around it. A frieze painted in honor of Beethoven can be found under a golden dome in this city's Secession Hall. The Belvedere Palace and State Opera were built near this city's Ringstrasse. For the point, name this capital city of nearly 2 million people on the Danube River in Austria. Number four. This city's district of Dera is the site of a large market known as the Gold Souk. This city is home to two free economic zones known as its namesake Internet City and Media City, while this city contains the largest fully automated metro system in the world. The Al Maktoum family rules this city, which features a series of dredged-up islands known as the World. The tallest man-made structure in the world is located in the city, which is also home to the Burj Al Arab Hotel. For the point, name this most populous city of the United Arab Emirates. Number five, this mountain chain's Bekaz Canyon is a major rock climbing site. This mountain range surrounds a plain which was ruled by the Avar Khaganate in the Middle Ages. This range is a sanctuary for the Eurasian lynx, and its northern portion is home to the endangered Tatra Kamoi. It surrounds the Pannonian Plain, and this mountain range's iron gate is a gorge carved through it by the Danube. For the point, what mountain range in southeastern Europe separates Transylvania from the rest of Romania? Number six, a largely Art Deco area in this city is called Marine Drive. One of this city's slums is profiled in Catherine Boo's Behind the Beautiful Forevers. A lack of vultures threatens the use of the many towers of silence on this city's Malabar Hill by its Zoroastrian community. This city's original seven islands have merged into one thanks to land reclamation. This port on the Arabian Sea is the chief base of the Bollywood film industry. For the point, name this city in Maharashtra, the most populous city in India. This number seven, this body of water's namesake seal is threatened by the non-native comb jellyfish's decimation of kilkas. A man-made embankment separates this body of water from the salt-rich Garabagoskov Gulf. This body of water is the source of the most prized types of caviar, and a petroleum drilling capital city on this body of water is Baku. This largest saltwater lake in the world is where the Volga River empties. For the point, name this sea separated from the Black Sea by the Caucasus. Number eight, this tribe's current government is centered at Tahlequah and is engaged in a court battle over the voting status of African Americans descended from freedmen on this tribe's land during the Civil War. Along with the Creek, this tribe's westerly lands were promised to whites in the Yazoo land fraud. New Echota, Georgia was an old capital of, for the point, what member of the five civilized tribes, which used a syllabary invented by Sequoia before the Trail of Tears moved them to Oklahoma. Number nine. A rampaging brown bear killed seven residents of this island in 1915 in its country's deadliest bear attack. Lake Akan on this island is home to marimo, or balls made out of moss. This island's indigenous people used its large brown bear population to conduct sacrifices, and the entirety of this island composes one prefecture. This island is the main ancestral home to the oft-oppressed Ainu people. For the point, name this high island home to Sapporo and connected by the Saikan Tunnel to Honshu. And lastly, number 10. A memorial to Mahatma Gandhi, which contains his ashes, is found in this country's city of Jinja. The northeast of this country is home to the pastoral Karimojong people and its Abayudaya community practices Judaism. A leader of this country was featured in the movie The Last King of Scotland, and this country is where Yonatan Netanyahu died during the raid at Entebbe Airport. This country generates hydroelectric power on the White Nile, which flows north through this country from Lake Victoria. For the points, name this East African nation. You're listening to Geographical Imaginations, Radio Expeditions into the geographies of everything and nothing. For more information about the show, check out the website at www.geographicalimaginations.org. Do you have an idea for an episode or want to give some feedback? Go to the comments section on the website or to the blog and enter into the conversation. Now let's get back to our expedition. Okay, so we're back here to go over the answers for round four. Again, just check as you go through. You can always pause, especially if you're listening in the podcast. Round four here, then. Number one is the Philippines, or the Republic of the Philippines. Number two is Jerusalem. Number three is Slovenia. Number four is the Crimean Peninsula, or Crimea. Number five is Australia. Six, Jamaica. Seven, the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, which is Iditarod. Number eight, Monrovia, Liberia, named after President Monroe. And then number nine, Baffin Bay, B-A-F-F-I-N. And lastly, number 10, the Guarani, G-U-A-R-A-N-I. We're going to go check your answers, and then we're going to get into what is considered then our final round to break any ties. The points here are double in the final round, so it gives everybody a chance to maybe catch back up. So there's five questions, still worth 10 points, but 2 points each here at the end to make things a little bit interesting. So let's immediately go into the final round. Okay, final round number one. A university in this present-day city claims to be the successor to the Albertina, an island in the city which was converted to a sculpture park and memorial in the 1970s, was formerly called Naipaw. A set of structures in the predecessor to the city spanning the Pregolya River inspired a paper on graph theory by Leonard Euler. A museum over the grave of philosopher Immanuel Kant is found in the city, which changed its name after losing two of its seven bridges in World War II. For the point, 2 points, what city, formerly known as Königsberg, is now the capital of an ice-free Russian exclave on the Baltic Sea. Final round number two. These people traditionally regard a class of artisans and smiths called Inaden with suspicion, traditionally divided into groups called Kel. Their language is word meaning people. This ethnic group's historical range has the contentious mining town of Arlet and the Iron Mountains near its center. Men from this group customarily wear the taglmost, or a type of headgear made of dark blue cloth. The breakaway Republic of Azawad was founded and supported by this nomadic ethnic group. For the 2 points, name these Berber-related people of the Sahara Desert, found largely in Algeria, Niger, and Mali. So, final round number three. In this mountain range, medicinal muds are found in lakes such as Moltajevo, a river that begins in these mountains and is rich in deposits of potassium salts is the Kama River. This mountain range is used to denote a linguistic family that includes the Mansi, Samoyedic, Finnic, and Hungarian subgroups. This mountain's namesake orogenic belt runs from the Mughalsar Hills of northwestern Kazakhstan all the way up to the island of Novaya Zemlya. for the point, name this Russian mountain range that traditionally separates Europe and Asia. Final round number four. This region's high numbers of apple orchards had led one hiking path in it to be dubbed the Apple Pie Trek. Despite being nowhere near Jamaica, this unofficial region contains the Bob Marley Hotel in the city of Muktinat. The Kali Gandaki Gorge separates this region from Daulagiri. Maurice Herzog wrote a best-selling account of the first ascent of the mountain from which this region gets its name. For the 2 points, name this unofficial region of Western Nepal, which contains and shares its name with the deadliest mountain above 8,000 meters in height. And for the final question of tonight, these people originated a sport in which the horseman attempts to spear a suspended gold ring, the race of the ring, as it was. These people used a weapon consisting of 3 leather balls on a rope to hunt rhea birds. These people participated in Creole fencing, which with facon knives. One of these people participates in a singing duel at the climax of Jose Hernandez's epic Martin Fierro. These people wore wooden or woolen ponchos and primarily worked on the Pampas and in Patagonia. For the point, name this type of South American cowboy. You are listening to Geographical Imaginations, where each month we venture into the geographies of everything and nothing. For more information about the show, check out the website at www.geographicalimaginations.org. Now let's get back to our episode.
Okay, so we're back to do the answers to the final round. So final round question number 1. The answer is Kaliningrad, so Kaliningrad, Russia. Question number 2 for the final round are the Tuaregs, Tuaregs. Question 3, the Ural Mountains, Ural. Question 4 is the Annapurna region, Annapurna. And then the last question are the Gauchos of Argentina, of the Pampas. So question 5 is the Gauchos. In case you have some tie, I guess the total points at this point, if you got everything correct, would be 40. And in case there's a tie out there, I'll throw one last question, the tiebreaker, and it goes like this. In a film appearance, members of this ethnic group tie a priest to a cross and throw him over a waterfall. A novel about Antonio de Maris, written by José de Alencar, is named after one of these people. These people lived in Jesuit-run facilities known as reductions, some of which were depicted in the film The Mission. These people speak a language closely related to the Tupi language of Brazil, from which the word jaguar is derived. Soldiers from this ethnic group fought to defend Fort Nanawa against Bolivia during the Chaco War. For, I guess then this is for the win, name these indigenous people of Paraguay. So that would be your tiebreaker there. Take your time. But I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the people at the United States Geography Olympiad. The questions that we read tonight come from their sample questions and past use questions at their events. These particularly came from the high school division questions at the USGO Nationals in 2015. It's part of their Quiz Bowl tournament. So these questions were designed for, you know, 10th and 11th and 12th graders. If that changes the way you think about some of the questions, that'd be interesting. But do check out their work. It's great, and it's spreading, also involved internationally. The winners, I believe, from the U.S. go on to compete internationally. So check them out at www.geographyolympiad.com. As always, our thanks also to Mike Allen. You hear the song Sand Dune here from his album Gamma. You can check his work out at barefootsongsmith.com. Before we go, I'd like to give you the answer to the final question. And the answer, the indigenous people of Paraguay are known as the Guarani. So hopefully that will break any ties. And thank you for listening. I encourage you to check out the archives online at our website, www.geographicalimaginations.org. Like us on Facebook as we continue to grow this multifaceted program with different workshops and different expeditions and different interviews. Check us out. Check out the archive of our work. Without anything else, then, we'll see you next time, episode 27 in January. Happy New Year. Ciao.